The department is about to release a request for proposals with the notion of pouring $500 million into the development of fuels that can replace diesel, jet fuel, and other crude oil derivatives. What exactly they replace it with, they don't much care, as long as it meets some fundamental requirements. Navy Secretary Ray Mabus says the RFP will ask industry
how much money they would put up and what sorts of technologies they would use the money toward. The requirements that we have is that it be nationwide, that it be geographically dispersed, that it not take any money out of any land or food production out, and third, that it be a drop-in fuel. We are neutral as to what that fuel is, and when we put the RFP out, we're going to be dependent on industry coming back, and the money would be spent to partner with industry to either build new refineries for biofuels or to retrofit existing refineries.
The solicitation will follow on another large RFP the Navy just issued this summer via the Defense Logistics Agency, asking industry for 450,000 gallons of biofuels. Mabus says DOD thinks that would be the largest biofuel buy in the nation's history. They'll use that particular alternative fuel for testing purposes, including a large demonstration project that will begin next year. The Great Green Fleet, an entire carrier strike group powered either by nuclear energy or by biofuels, including its aircraft. The Navy plans to demonstrate the fleet next year and have it fully deployed and operational by 2016.
We'll treat it the same way we do any other deployment. We'll have an oiler with it, which we do with every or nearly every carrier strike group, but we would be dependent on buying fuel where we go, which we do today, and we've been working with other countries in terms of making sure that that they're going to be ready with the types of biofuels that we need.
The Navy has already test flown F-18 fighter jets and MV-22 Osprey tilt rotor aircraft on at least partial biofuels. Mabus says the airplanes haven't been able to tell the difference. To get that carrier group up and running on alternative energy on a perpetual basis by 2016, though, the Navy will have to have a steady, reliable source of new fuels. Mabus says that's the intention behind the RFP they'll issue soon. That continuous supply will be needed to get to the Navy's goal of cutting its petroleum use in half by 2020. They estimate they'll need 8 million barrels of biofuel per year to meet that mark. For industry to scale up to that level and come close to the cost of petroleum, though, they'll need a market that's even bigger than DOD. Mabus says that's part of the thinking behind a partnership the Navy and two civilian federal departments announced last week.
One of the reasons that the president charged the three agencies, Navy, Agriculture, and Energy, to establish a nationwide biofuels industry was to be at a price point that is competitive with petroleum, not so that we have to pay a lot of additional money for these biofuels. And we've seen, even in the small amounts we're buying for testing, that last year, for example, the cost came, it was cut in half. It's on track to be cut in half again this year. So while it's not at a competitive rate yet, simply because there's not a big enough market, we believe that if you do create this market, which we are capable of doing in the military, that the price will be competitive with petroleum.
Mabus says the goals behind the alternative energy push are several-fold, and he says the Navy isn't putting all of its eggs in the biofuels basket. He says the military needs to eliminate the strategic and budgetary uncertainty that come along with petroleum. DOD wants to reduce its carbon footprint and perhaps someday get to the point where it no longer has to sacrifice money and lives with costly and dangerous fuel convoys into places like Afghanistan.
We know that we have to move in this direction. I mean, the dependence on particularly foreign petroleum, foreign oil and gas, is simply too big a national security risk. We have to move toward energy independence. Now, it's got some great side effects. It's going to, I think, help farmers. It's going to help create a new energy economy and create a lot of new jobs. But the main reason we're doing it is to make us better warfighters.
I'm Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.